Each week at BNI for Success, we'll talk about referral networking that works. We'll discuss networking tips, strategies, and action steps that are designed to help entrepreneurs and businesses work together to create quality referral business and explore new opportunities.
Are you looking to maximize the potential of your BNI membership? I'm Cece Brauner, Executive Director of BNI Greater Los Angeles Regions, and I'm here to give you 10 tips to get the most out of your investment in BNI. You know, BNI offers the structure, the experience, and teaching to make sure your word-of-mouth marketing efforts pay off. But just getting a membership in the world's largest networking organization, it's not enough. You know, as we're fond of saying, it's not net sit, net eat, or net schmoozing, it's network. There's work involved. And today, I'm going to share with you the top 10 tips to help you get the most out of your membership in your BNI chapter. 1, arrive early. Meetings start at a preset time, more often than others, 7 a.m. for the morning meetings, noon for lunchtime chapters. Show up 15 minutes early to get a little extra networking done. And by the way, statistics show that members who arrive 15 minutes early gain a 27% increase in referrals. 2, be there every week. I generally chalk this one up to being a no-brainer. I mean, if you're not there, it probably isn't or couldn't be working for you. So use a substitute as a last resort. But remember, no one knows or cares about your business as much as you do. Missing a BNI meeting can be hazardous to your wealth. 3 is invite your own guests. Invite your clients, suppliers, potential referral partners. I like to invite the folks that I need to reconnect with, especially on a day when it's your turn to do the feature presentation. 4, pay attention to other members' weekly presentations. When your referral partners are speaking, pay attention. They're likely going to give information that you need to have to bring a great referral to them. And remember, it's givers gain. You bring them business and they will pay you back. 5 is sell through the chapter members, not to the chapter members. Now, this is one that I get a lot. A lot of people talk to me about coming into BNI and they want the biggest chapter. And I have to tell you, it's not the size of the chapter for those particular transactions. So remember, BNI is not a buying club. The power doesn't lie in marketing your services to other members. That's a finite number. The real payoff, there's a marketing to their spheres, their clients, their friends, family members, etc. 6, follow up on referrals. Whenever you get a referral, follow up on it in a timely manner. Dropping the ball makes you look bad. Worse, it makes the person who gave you the referral look bad. Which brings us to number 7, which is using one-to-ones, business building interviews to maximum effect. Come prepared to talk about your business and to ask about your referral partner's business. And that's important enough to repeat. And to ask about your referral partner's business. In our region, we have a 90-90 vision, 90 minutes inside the meeting and 90 minutes outside the meeting in a one-to-one. Use that time to learn as much as possible about each other. And that way, when you get to number 8, tip number 8, prepare your weekly presentation. Don't wing it. For new members, no, all members, take a little time to write out and practice 4 different presentations and rotate them throughout the month. Other members appreciate the practice presentation, especially if it's not longer than your chapter's allowed 45, 60 seconds. 9, tip number 9 is prepare your featured presentation. If your chapter has 25 members, you're only going to get this chance 2 times a year. Make the most of it. Prepare, educate, and entertain your referral partners. You need to teach them what it is you do and have them teach others. And last, and I held the best for last, number 10 is keep it positive. No one likes a fun sucker. If you have a grievance, you have issues with the other members, leave them outside the room. Remember, your membership committee is there for you. I have a bonus one for you too, and that's volunteer in a leadership position. Chapters don't run themselves. Every chapter needs a president, a vice president, a treasurer, several visitor hosts, events training PR coordinator, mentors, and so many other positions. Let the current leadership team know that you're willing to serve. These positions provide great experience and add exposure for you and your business. I want to thank you again for listening. Till next time, keep exploring, keep learning, keep sharing, and subscribing to BNI Podcast for Success.com. Oh, and drop a note in the comments section.
Thanks for joining us this week on BNI Podcast for Success. Make sure to visit our website, BNI for Success, or BNI Podcast for Success.com, where you can subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, so you'll never miss a show. Our networking success ask this week is that you tell a friend about BNI for Success.